We called ours the pump house, even though it also had the tools and the wood in it. But the dairy, I've never heard that used down here, although I think they do use it up north. I think my grandfather's farm in Wisconsin had a dairy house like that.
Where would people store potatoes and turnips?
In a root cellar, if they have one.
In a what?
A root cellar.
Most houses here have
no cellars. Mm-hmm. There are very few houses with basements in Houston. There are few in the Heights, but not many.
What's the difference between a basement and a cellar?
Well, practically speaking, not much, except that a basement would probably have some kind of finished walls, mostly concrete or concrete block. And a cellar could have finished walls, but you wouldn't call a basement a dirt one, you know, just a hole in the dirt. And you could call a cellar a hole in the dirt. And that's where you would keep your roots and so forth. Even if you had a basement in your house, you might have a little side tunnel dug off in the edge with just some shelves in it, and you would keep your roots in that.
And you'd call that?
That would be the root cellar. And it could be connected to a basement, or it could be separate.
If you grew a lot of cotton, you say it would grow out in a big area where you plant it.
Oh, a cotton field.
Uh-huh. What about something smaller than a field?
Cotton patch?
Okay, how big is a patch?
I don't know. I would say a cotton patch might be maybe an acre, like a truck patch. If you had a vegetable garden, you'd have the vegetable patch, or it could be a truck garden. A vegetable patch is usually, in my mind, smaller than a truck garden. Mm-hmm. Anything up to an acre might be a vegetable patch. A truck garden would be probably bigger than an acre.
For commercial?
Either commercial or for canning and for your own use. But usually you'd want to be selling some of the produce from a truck garden, because it would probably make more than you could use up unless you had a mighty big family. And a cotton patch, I would say, would be roughly an acre or two. And if it got much bigger than that, I would call it a cotton field, even if it wasn't.
To break up the ground for planting, you break it up with a
plow.
Do you ever hear names of different kinds of plows?
Well, I know there's a coulter, but I'm not sure what one is.
A what?
A coulter, C-O-L-T-E-R.
Uh-huh. With the tractor?
They have them on wooden plows, too, so it must be some kind of attachment that you can put on. And I've seen it spelled C-O-U-L-T-E-R and C-O-L-T-E-R, so I don't know which is which.
Where do you see it spelled?
In books. I don't know. And I don't know what one is, but I know it's an attachment for a plow, and whether it breaks up the ground like a harrow does, I couldn't say.
Are there different kinds of harrows?
There's a disc harrow, and I don't know what other kind. Mm-hmm. I've heard about disc harrows on farm and garden shows when they're selling tractor parts.
What about when you're plowing the trench cut by the plow?
The furrow.
If you're plowing with two horses, do you ever hear a name for the one that walks in the furrow?
I probably have, but I would have read it. It would be a literary term, not a thing that I've talked about.
And what sort of work would you have to do with cotton?
Well, you plant it, and then you chop it to get the weeds out of it, and then you pick it.
What is chopping it exactly?
You take a hoe and you go along the furrow and you